I think he had a spiritual quality that attracted people, because it is really true. No one left his gallery unchanged. They walked away feeling like they had just creativity, a piece of a new thing in themselves that they had never seen before, just by being there. Always wonderful to talk to. Strangers remember him from decades have gone by. They still remember the first time they met him, first time they went in his studio. He made people feel special. He made people feel at home. Out of that home grew a drawing group. Out of the drawing group grew a whole community of artists and collectors.
What does an art community mean for a small town like Jackson?
When he started opening his gallery, it was 1951. There was nothing up there. There was nothing in the mountains. But the ski areas were just opening. And this is also in the documentary, a little bit of the history. You not only have David's history and his career and his technique, but how did the community grow? Through the ski areas opening up, tourism came. The tourists wanted to go home with a souvenir. They went to David Baker's gallery. But David Baker did not price his work high. He should have, but he didn't. He wanted, sometimes he gave away his work. He wanted people to have and share his creativity. David Baker was synonymous with the word Jackson.
What made you say the best way to honor him and honor his legacy was this documentary? Why the documentary?
Well, he's been dead since December 1999. And there's a whole generation coming up that didn't know him. And I wanted the creativity that he inspired in the Valley and in New Hampshire to continue in some way. I wanted his memory to continue in some way, get his name out there again, because his gallery has just reopened.
What do you think the long-term legacy of his work will be?
The legacy is the spirit of inquiry and creativity. What would happen if I painted on my refrigerator door with watercolors? By doing that one day, he discovered that watercolor on a non-absorbent surface would be much more fun to paint on. And he discovered this system called vitreous flux. The paint flows over the surface and does interesting things. It looks kind of photographic at times. And he played with abstract art. How far could he push an image? And then other people thought, wow, I want to try that. And then many people experimented with vitreous flux, and a few people actually invented their own method and did very well with it. Art is an important part of our lives. It connects us to people, and it connects us to nature, and it makes our lives meaningful.